Stadio in Metal Mickey on the drums.
From 9 to 5 to survive.
9 till on Black D. Crawl that it was so. Then he comes your way.
Here to tell you about what you've heard during the final hour of the broadcast. This is the Hypnotronic Man with you, and we just heard from Lord Sitar with his unique cover of the Beatles' I'm the Walrus. Before him, DJ Halo the Beat Prophet with Swerve. From the Craig, we had I Must Be Mad. From the Accent, Red Sky at Night. The Syndicates brought us Crawdaddy Simone. From Arcadium, it was Poor Lady. From the French Revolution, 9 till 5. From the Eyes, You're Too Much. From Dogfeet, Mr. Sunshine. From Cult, No Home Today. Another track in there from the Eyes called When the Night Falls. And back up at the top of the hour, Mr. Ainsley Dunbar with Warning. And thank you for listening this morning to the High Voltage Rock and Roll Radio Show with the Hypnotronic Man. Next week, I believe the Night Prowler Chuck Cannon will be back at midnight, and I'll be back at 2:30 in the morning. So be sure to tune in next week. I want to give you another reminder here that this is the winter fund drive here at KKFI this week. And easiest way for you to get more information about the thank you gifts available and to donate is to go to kkfi.org, click on the donate tab. You can find out more information and make an easy, online, secure donation. Be sure to check it out. Coming up next at 4:57 a.m., it's Workers Independent News, 5 to 6, Pacifica Radio Archives from the Vault. And from 6 to 8, it's your morning buzz with your old pal, Mike Murphy. This is 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
Listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a production of Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham. SEIU President Mary Kay Henry says with an Iowa win, labor unions and progressives supporting Hillary Clinton are an unstoppable ground force charging forward from Iowa to New Hampshire into Super Tuesday and beyond to share the message that when Hillary Clinton wins, we all win. National Nurses United Executive Director Roseanne DeMauro says Bernie Sanders' dramatic finish in Iowa was a phenomenal victory, and she says the Sanders campaign has the people and the movement. She says the Iowa vote was an incredible night for the massive yearning for the people against big money, and she says the Sanders campaign is the most inspiring she has seen in her life. This is another act of war, and we're not going to be bullied. That's the reaction of Chicago Teachers Union President Karen Lewis to the Chicago schools' announcement of layoffs and pension cuts. The union says it will file an unfair labor practices charge and it will take to the streets in protest. When the union rejected the labor contract proposal from Chicago schools, schools CEO Forrest Claypool responded with a letter to Lewis, saying that it would stop picking up pension contributions for teachers and move ahead with layoffs as soon as possible. Claypool said the pension cuts and the layoffs would save Chicago schools $230 million a year. File this under your hell of a job Darnell file. Detroit emergency manager Darnell Early is quitting. The Detroit Federation of Teachers had called for him to go. Ivy Bailey, interim president of the DFT, says Early has shown a willful and deliberate indifference to the Detroit schools' increasingly unsafe and unhealthy conditions. Early was also emergency manager in Flint, Michigan, during the decision to switch the city's water supply to lead-contaminated water. Ivy Bailey says Early had a, quote, blatant disrespect for the teachers, school employees, parents, and students of our city, end quote. For almost 7 years, Detroit Public Schools has been controlled by the emergency financial managers appointed by the state. The result, Bailey says, is a fiscal and moral crisis, $515 million in debt, and deteriorated physical conditions in the Detroit schools. The Teamsters have reached a tentative new labor agreement for 500 pilots at GoJet Airlines. The union says the new tentative contract includes improvements in work rules, benefits, and pay. Details will be reviewed soon for their approval by the pilots at Teamsters Local 618. Workers Independent News is made possible in part through underwriting support from the Bank of Labor and from the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades.
Workers Independent News is proud to be heard on The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio. Live nationwide weekdays noon to 3 p.m. at theunionedge.com.
You've been listening to WIND, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
It's 5 o'clock. This is 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
Hi, I'm Brian DeShazer, director of the Pacifica Radio Archives, and welcome to From the Vault, our weekly series that takes the history out of the oldest and largest collections of public radio programming in the United States and puts it back on the radio. This week, we feature a program preserved thanks to a grant from the NHPRC at the National Archives as part of our project American Women, Making History and Culture, 1963 to 1982. From November of 1976, at a series called Focus on Women Composers, Bessie Smith.
Give the piano player a drink because it's bringing me down. He's got a rhythm.
We'll hear a program about blues singer Bessie Smith, born 1894, died in 1937, with many examples of her music and readings from three texts about Smith. This was presented by Floor Helsinger and Jane Ayers, produced by Renee Rodecap, again in 1976. The opening song is Gulf Coast Blues.
Treating